But joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is our Dunham & Miller sports expert. He made his name as the first NFL draft expert. He was Mel Kiper before Mel Kiper. He may have slipped a little bit since then, but he still joins us before the NFL draft each year to give us his mock draft. It's Ribby Paltz. Good morning, Ribby.
Hello, gentlemen. My name is Reginald Bertrand Paltz, and I'm a 69-year-old draft expert hailing from the Northeast who has an extensive list of inside sources that guarantees my mock draft is the most accurate mock draft in the history of 2012.
Whoa.
My draft, yes, my draft is guaranteed to contain at least 98% pure distilled mock.
I was going to say it sounds like you've got your act together this year, but I'm not sure.
Let's do it, gentlemen. How about it?
Okay, let's mock.
All right, let's start at the end and work our way up. In the seventh round at the 231st pick, Marcus Williams from Richland Junior College.
Wait, Ribby.
The Falcons really want to address their practice squad situation. What?
We can't start at the seventh round and go forward. You got to start at the top. That's what everyone wants to know about, the top, 15 picks or so.
All right, hit the fanfare, because I got it.
Okay.
You're about to be disappointed.
The number one chosen pick, the Colts select Don Terry Poe, the defensive lineman from Memphis.
Ribby.
The Colts love it. They love it that he's a 300-pounder that can crap a whole chicken in one sitting.
Ribby, the Colts already said they're going to take Andrew Luck. They even announced it yesterday.
I see you bought into that, didn't you, Giorgio?
Yeah, I guess so.
A lot of people believe that red herring that the Colts have thrown out there about one Andrew Luck. But I assure you, George, Andrew Luck is not an NFL caliber player. In fact, I have him falling out of the 2012 draft and the 2013 draft.
That's so stupid.
I have him going in the seventh round of the 2014 draft.
Some say he's the best quarterback since Manning.
So the Colts will have Don Terry Poe, the defensive lineman from Memphis.
Okay.
Already a disaster.
Pounds and can crap a whole chicken.
Yeah, we heard.
At the number two choose select have make, the Washington Redskins, since they are the only NFL team that has ever won with a black QB, they flirt with the idea of taking RG3, the quarterback from Baylor University.
Quarterback.
Oh, is that it? But then the Redskins look at how well Obama has been quarterbacking the country, and they get scared, so they pass.
They don't take anybody.
Nobody. They think it's better to do nothing than to do the wrong thing.
Okay.
And nothing is exactly what Obama has done. At the number three mocking draft selection have made. The Minnesota Vikings take Luke Kuechly, the linebacking gentleman from Boston College.
Hadn't seen that name going to three.
The Vikings then package Kuechly along with a future second-round pass to trade up with Washington for their pass at the number two pick overall.
Which is what they had anyway since Washington passed.
Ribby's more obsessed with moving around than Jerry is.
Which means at the number four, the Cleveland takes the RG3, the quarterback from Baylor University.
Quarterback.
Jeez.
And I got to tell you, I like this kid, RG3. Not a lot of people have heard of him, but I like him.
He's the Heisman Trophy winner.
He's got great shoulder pad extension. And a wonderful pass to shin guard ratio, which is important in the NFL.
Do you know what that is?
Plus, he reminds me of that old sports song sung so many successful years ago.
What sports song could that be?
It's called the 3-second rule.
Oh, God.
Like the kind of rules you had in school. It's my 3-second rule. It's designed to keep keep a man in line as long as he knows the 3-second rule.
That's that ridiculous song we heard yesterday.
At the number 5 and 6 picks, gentlemen, the Buccaneers and the Rams of St. Louis. They both switch places so they can trade each other for the negotiating rights of Don Terry Poe, the chicken crapper from this.
He's already gone.
At the number 7 choose, Mike.
Oh, he's angry.
The Jaguars take Fletcher Cox, the defensive tackle from Mississippi State. Mm.
Okay. Cowboys will hate hearing that.
Now, it's pretty obvious to me, and it will be obvious to every NFL fan soon, that all the Jacksonville Jaguar players love Cox.
They're okay. Okay. All right.
They will welcome Cox into their fold. And every Sunday, these men will be playing with Cox.
As their...
Fletcher will be a star instantly, and trust me when I say this to you, gentlemen. Cox will be on the lips of every Jaguar fan for the next year.
Because they like Fletcher Cox.
Absolutely. And George, I know you love Cox. You don't fool me.
No, I really hadn't seen him play much at Mississippi State.
You love Cox.
I don't know too much about him. I don't know too much about him.
It wouldn't surprise me to see Cox on your back in a jersey. You're going to get a Cox jersey.
I'm not a Jaguar fan.
At the number 8, the Dolphins take Ryan Tannehill from Texas A&M.
Okay, that could really happen.
Okay.
And here with a player profile is Rich Phillips.
Hey, boys. Ryan Tannehill, the 6'4" quarterback that hails from Big Spring, Texas, addresses a need for the Dolphins with his distended knee to nipple ratio and his butt to taint level-headed elbow inclination. Look for him to flame out in training camp, though. I'm Rich Phillips, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Ticket and to not believe a word Ribby says.
Thank you, Rich, for that report. And at the number 14 pick, the Cowboys take Mark Barron and then trade him for Terrence Newman, who rejoins the team. It's your 2012 Ribby Pulse mock draft.
Thanks, Ribby. Enjoy the draft.